Welcome to Audit IQ Update for August 5, 2026. I'm your host, Alex, and as always, we'll be delving into the world of monitoring for e-commerce merchants, covering every aspect from technical, operational, to sales, and more. Let's get into it. If you're running an e-commerce store, August 2026 might be the most consequential month of the year, and we're only 5 days in. Over the past week, we've seen a cluster of announcements, deadlines, and releases that individually would demand attention. Taken together, they paint a picture of an industry that's moving fast, with very little margin for merchants who aren't paying close attention. So today, I want to walk through what's happened, what's coming, and most importantly, what you should actually be doing about all of it. Let's start with a headline that should be on every e-commerce team's radar this week. Google is permanently shutting down the content API for shopping on August 18th, 2026. That is 13 days from now. If you sell products through Google Shopping, through Performance Max campaigns, or through free product listings, and your product data reaches Google Merchant Center through an API connection, this deadline matters enormously. The Content API has been the backbone of programmatic product feed management for years. It's how platforms like Shopify, WooCommerce, BigCommerce, and countless third-party feed tools push product data, prices, availability, descriptions, images, into Google Merchant Center. Google is replacing it with the Merchant API, which is a modern REST-based system with better diagnostics, real-time status notifications, and improved support for local inventory. The migration itself is a developer task. But the consequences of a failed migration are a merchant problem. If the integration breaks, your products don't just lose their Google Shopping ads. They disappear from Google's shopping graph entirely, which means they also vanish from AI mode shopping recommendations. Google AI mode is pulling product data directly from Merchant Center to assemble its answers, so a broken feed doesn't just cost you paid visibility. It costs you AI-powered organic discovery, too. Now, the good news is that most major platforms and feed tools are handling this migration. WooCommerce confirmed the Google for WooCommerce plugin will include Merchant API compatibility before the deadline. BigCommerce says it's auto-migrating merchant accounts. Feedonomics and other feed management tools have been rolling out their migrations. But here's the thing. The vendor saying, "We've migrated and your product's actually syncing correctly through the new API," are two very different things. The first days after August 18 are a high-risk window. You need to be watching your Merchant Center diagnostics, checking for product disapprovals, and monitoring your feed health closely. Moving to the second major deadline this month, and this one is specifically for Shopify merchants. On August 26, 2026, Shopify will remove support for additional scripts and script tags on thank you and order status pages for all non-plus stores. If you haven't manually upgraded by that date, Shopify will auto-upgrade your pages, and any scripts that depended on the legacy system will simply stop running. Now, Plus Store merchants already went through this transition last August, so this isn't new territory for the platform. But the implications for non-Plus stores are significant and, frankly, underappreciated. The thank you page isn't just a confirmation screen. Over time, merchants have layered business logic onto it. Post-purchase upsell offers, affiliate attribution pixels, conversion tracking for Google Ads, Meta, TikTok, Pinterest, loyalty program enrollments, review request triggers. All of these run through additional scripts or script tags. All of them stop working on August 26th. And the insidious part is that nothing breaks visibly. Your store stays online. Customers still see a thank you page. Orders still process. But your conversion pixels stop firing, which means your ad platforms think conversions have stopped, which means automated bidding pulls back. Spend. Your post-purchase upsells vanish, erasing that 10 to 15% incremental revenue. Your affiliate attribution breaks and partners stop getting credit for sales they drove. There's also a trap that many merchants have missed. If you pause your store before the deadline for any reason, seasonal pause, site redesign, whatever, Shopify auto-upgrades your pages immediately. It cannot be reverted. One administrative action taken for an unrelated reason can trigger the deprecation weeks early. The third deadline in this busy August is one we covered last week but bears repeating because it's now just 6 days away. Adobe Commerce and Magento open source versions 2.4.5 and 2.4.6 reach end of regular support on August 11th, 2026. Over 112,000 stores are estimated to run on these versions. After August 11th, no more regular security patches, no more bug fixes. Adobe Commerce customers with licenses may have extended support through August 2027, but Magento open source users get nothing. The real risk here isn't the immediate absence of patches. It's the cascading ecosystem decay that begins after support ends. Extension vendors stop testing against unsupported versions. Payment integrations drop compatibility. PCI compliance drifts further out of reach with each passing week. And all of this happens while the storefront continues to appear completely functional. Your site looks fine to customers, but the infrastructure beneath it is becoming progressively more vulnerable and harder to maintain. So three deadlines in 1 month. August 11th, August 18th, August 26th. If you're affected by any of them, now is the time to act. Shifting gears to some important platform releases from the past week. WooCommerce 11.0 launched on August 4th, 1 day later than originally planned after a critical error was discovered during final testing. The headline feature is Checkout Recovery, which is WooCommerce's first ever native abandoned cart recovery tool. It ships as a beta feature, but it represents a significant shift. Merchants who previously relied on third-party plugins for cart recovery now have a built-in option, which means they're depending on WooCommerce itself for a revenue flow they used to manage independently. WooCommerce 11.0 also addressed a quietly significant inventory bug. Previously, when an order moved to failed status, the stock that had been decremented for that order was never restored. This meant that over time, failed orders were silently reducing your available inventory counts. The fix in 11.0 now properly restores stock for failed orders. If you've been running a WooCommerce store for a while and your inventory counts have seemed mysteriously low, this might explain part of it. On the Shopify side, the platform's changelog had several notable entries over the past week. The collaborator request verification feature went live on July 30th, showing merchants detailed information about partners requesting access to their stores, including organization tenure, registration country, and active collaboration count. This is a direct response to the social engineering attacks we discussed last week, where bad actors impersonate legitimate agencies to gain store access. Shopify also pushed a change to the order create mutation in their GraphQL admin API, now supporting multiple tracking numbers for each fulfillment. This sounds like a developer detail, but it has real operational implications. Previously, merchants using the API to create orders with multiple shipments had to work around a single tracking number limitation, which led to fulfillment data integrity gaps. Customers would receive incomplete tracking information, support tickets would spike, and the disconnect between what the system reported and what the customer experienced created friction. Now let me touch on a major industry report that landed during our coverage period. The Merchant Risk Council released its 2026 Global E-commerce Payments and Fraud Report, based on insights from over 1,200 merchants worldwide. The headline finding is striking. 64% of merchants report increasing rates of first-party misuse, commonly known as friendly fraud. A quarter of those merchants say the increase is 25% or more. First-party misuse is when legitimate customers abuse return policies, dispute valid charges, or exploit promotional mechanics. It's not the shadowy hacker stealing credit card numbers. It's your actual customers filing chargebacks on orders they received, or returning used items for full refunds, or stacking promotional codes in ways your system wasn't designed to prevent. The report also found that merchants now use an average of 3.7 fraud prevention tools. Yet 43% have adopted real-time payment systems, creating new attack surfaces, even as they invest in defense. What makes this relevant to monitoring is that first-party misuse often leaves detectable signals on the storefront. Unusual return patterns. Promo codes applied in unexpected combinations. Checkout flows completed with known fraud indicators. These are signals that storefront monitoring can surface before the chargeback arrives. Turning to the search and discoverability space, there's been significant activity around Google AI Mode and its implications for product visibility. Google's AI Mode, which generates comprehensive answers using large language models rather than traditional link lists, is now actively generating product recommendations within search results. When a shopper searches for a product category, AI Mode pulls from Google's shopping graph to assemble recommendations, and that shopping graph is populated by the same merchant center feeds we were just talking about. This creates a direct link between feed integrity and AI-powered discovery. If your product data is stale, inconsistent, or missing structured attributes, your products don't just lose organic rankings, they lose consideration in the AI's recommendation set. Research continues to show that structured data is a critical factor in AI citation. Studies have found that 65% of pages cited by Google AI Mode include structured data, and 71% of pages cited by ChatGPT include structured data. For e-commerce merchants, this means that product schema markup on your pages and product feed quality in Merchant Center are two sides of the same discoverability coin. Speaking of search, the aftershocks of Google's May 2026 core update continue to shape the e-commerce SEO landscape. The update finished rolling out on June 2nd after nearly 12 days of heavy volatility. Analysis showed that 79.5% of top three URLs shifted during the March 2026 update, the highest single update reading recorded. While the May update was somewhat less disruptive, e-commerce sites that relied heavily on thin product descriptions and auto-generated category pages saw continued ranking declines. The pattern we're seeing across both traditional SEO and AI-powered discovery is that content quality and data integrity are converging. It's no longer sufficient to have a technically sound site that loads fast. Your product pages need rich, accurate, machine-readable data. Your feeds need to match your storefront. And your structured data needs to be complete and error-free. Any break in that chain? A missing schema attribute, a price mismatch between your site and your feed, a stale availability signal, can cost you visibility in channels you might not even be monitoring. Let me bring it all together with a theme that connects everything we've discussed today. August 2026 is shaping up as a month of compounding infrastructure transitions. The Google Content API sunset, the Shopify checkout deprecation, the Adobe Commerce end of life, these aren't isolated events. They're concurrent migrations that create a period of elevated risk across the e-commerce landscape. And the common thread is silent failure. None of these transitions produce loud errors when they go wrong. Products don't crash, they quietly disappear from shopping results. Conversion pixels don't throw exceptions, they simply stop firing. Extensions don't immediately break on unsupported platforms, they slowly drift out of compatibility. In each case, the failure manifests as a gradual degradation rather than an acute crisis, making it harder to detect and easier to dismiss as normal fluctuation in your metrics. This is precisely why continuous monitoring has become essential for e-commerce operations. When the infrastructure beneath your store is shifting, and in August 2026, multiple layers are shifting simultaneously, the only way to maintain operational confidence is to have eyes on the signals that matter. Are your products showing up in Google? Are your conversion pixels firing? Are your checkout scripts running? Are your integrations syncing? These aren't questions you can answer once and move on. They need continuous answers, especially during periods of change. That's your Audit IQ update for August 5, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce monitoring, you can find us at auditiq.cloud. We'll be back next week. Until then, keep monitoring.